This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
This election season seems to have been dominated by the balance of power in Congress, whether Democrats will retain control of the U.S. Senate. So you may not realize that gubernatorial races are actually accounting for a bigger share of all the money that's being spent on ads. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains why.
All you have to do is look at the numbers.
As of the 9th of October, we have about $426 million spent on gubernatorial campaign ads.
That's Michael Franz. He's co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project, which also tracks spending on TV ads for Senate campaigns this election.
There are about $337 million.
Yeah, almost $90 million less spent on the Senate races. Why? France says the tightest Senate contests are in relatively cheap media markets like Iowa. But money is also pouring into the governor's races because of the gridlock in Washington, says Alan Lichtman, a history professor at American University.
People think governors can get something done. They have no hope that anything is going to get done in the Congress, which has approval ratings lower than Attila the Hun.
The result? Almost 22,000 TV ads in 2 weeks in just the governor's race in Florida. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.